Okay, we left off yesterday that the Gemara wanted to know what was the Chiddush Ula Am Rabbi Yochanan. We came out that even though the Mishnah says Shochten Bedoroim, there's Me'ilah Medrabonon, but I would have thought that in Kochim Shemesu it is worse or better, depending how you look at it. The Kochim Shemesu is an Avela, Rashi says it's most, people wouldn't get involved with it altogether. We don't need to make Mila Drabonon. Comes to tell me Ula Am Rabbi Yochanan that even there's Mi'ila Midrabonon. Correct? That's what we came out. Now, so it's the Chiddush of Ula Am Yochanan is that even in a Kochim that died, that's an Avela, still they made Mila Drabonon. For the Gemara, I have a Mishnah for that also. Now we have to be careful here that there are Girsis on top of Girsis here. You'll see on the side of the Gemara, they already write Rashi had a different gear, so we're going to go with the first gears in the Shita and Rabbeinu Gershom. It's the easiest way to learn the Gemara. Let's just proceed now. Mesu nami tanina. You tell me his Chiddush is Mesu? I'll show you a Mishnah that Mesu is Mila Drabonon. Oh, hanene minachatos kishihi chayo loy moal achi yivkoi. Okay, we'll get back to this later. We're talking about a chatas balasumum over there. Mela, it's kedushas domim. We're going to come later. We'll get to this in much more detail when we get to it. There's two types of meila. If the thing is dark or lifgoim, that's to be lessened in value, then in order to be moyel, you have to be nena and you have to be poigim. If something is used without a pagam, the classic case of golden cup, when you drink from a cup, it doesn't lose value, then your me'ilah is just by having hano, you don't need pagam. We'll come back to it, don't worry. But anyway, hanenem anachat is shichayo, we're talking about a balas mum, so that's kdushas domim. It's only to be sold, basically, so that's called value. So it's derech is to be nifgam. Since it's a value thing, it loses value. So lo mo'al achi yifke. Okay, our point is the next thing. Ukshi meso, now we have a chatos that died. Kevin dinena kol shehu mo'al. Then you don't need pagam. Because once it's dead, it's not omid l'domim, it's basically, it has no value. So it's not a thing. So if you're nana, you're moyo. Now, that me'il is obviously the rabbona. That's kochim shemesu. We know it's only midrabbona. But it says over there, you're moyo. So it's a mishnah, kochim shemesu. You have mila midrabbona. What's the chiddush ulor birchon? You made your big chiddush because it's a nevela. It's a mishnah too. So now let's go to Gemara. We'll go straight to the sheet on top left there. Salke daitoch amino balas mum hoyol veloichazi lekaporo lo bdilin mino. Avol kochim tamim and hol vechazi lekaporo bdilin mino emelo. Meaning like this. That's talking about a chatas balas mum. Meaning when she was alive, it was already a balas mum. So it wasn't so holy, so to speak, right? Is people weren't so careful with it. Mela there, I would make mila medrabona. Ulam Yosef had a regular kochim, was a perfect kochim, just got sick and died. So it means, till its last minute of life, it was fully kochim. So people wouldn't fool around with it. So I would think, now that it's dead, you wouldn't have to make me'ilah. Yet the basic cheshman of the Gemara is here, that it bottle and low bottle, meaning what people have to do with, we have to make the fence to keep them away from it when it dies. If people have nothing to do with it, so we don't have to bother. That's what we thought. If it's dead, it's an availer, right? So people don't fool around with availers. So no, that's not good enough reason. Here we're breaking it down another step. This is something that already, when it was alive, its kedusha fell because it became a balas mum. So people already were fooling around with it, so to speak. Meilat make me'ilah when it dies. But full kochim that dies, they weren't fooling around when it was alive. Now it's dead, they don't fool around with it as nevela. So I don't me'ilah. So that's ulam rabbi yechon chiddush. Even dead is me'ilah. Okay. Now we have stomach problems. So that's how we're coming out. So basically, all bases are covered. Even a kochim that was shvach b'chayiv, meaning it was a balas mum, and now it's a dead nevela, which we would think people certainly not going to go fool around with it. Still, we made mila midrabona. Oh, but now we have a problem. You're telling me, point of fact, you're telling me that chatos shemeso, there's me'ilah after it dies. That's what we're saying. That's the case we're bringing over there. Not all kochim, even chatos, right? I'm going to show you now a mission. There's no meila. Now that, it's not most learned. That's not a kasha nula. That's a kasha steer in the Mishnah now. You dropped the whole sugya. That's a part Rashi says kasha nula. But kipshuto, it's a stama kasha in the Mishnah. I now told you a Mishnah. I mean, I told you a Mishnah. We're going to learn in a few days. That a chata shemesa before shemesa. There's meila. I'm going to show you now a Mishnah. Chata shemesa has no mila. Now, Chatas HaMesis.
The Mishnah
that says Chatas HaMesis, talking about the one who's talking about
No.
The Reish is Balas Mum, the Sefer is not. Was that? Yeah, but the Gemara says late it's not. That's Shodesh Shita Avakodshim Tut. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, did I make a mistake? Ukshehimeso. No, that's the Balas Mum. I'm sorry, yeah. That's the Balas Mum, correct. That's Balas Mum. Right. So therefore, there's more reason there shouldn't be. No, but if anything, it should be the other way, because we said, the Gemara just said, since it's a Balas Mum, there's more reason there shouldn't be Me'ila there. This is what there should be. That's true. I mean, that's why you need Ula for the Kasha here. That's a good point. Okay. Good. I mean, the Mishnah says Balas Mum, this is not. Okay. Good. Now, this Mishnah is talking about the standard Chatas HaMeisis. Yotanan Chatas HaMeisis. Umoyes HaHolchus L'yam HaMelech Lo Nenin V'loy Moyalin. Chatas HaMeisis, there's a group of five Chatas that are... Again, Chatas HaMeisis doesn't mean it's dead. It means it's Mesos. It's to be killed, correct. Right, Chatas HaMeisis. There are five of them. The sheet there happens to give a mnemonic for it. I never saw it before. Vesimna Pelegish. Vov Tov Mem Nun Ayin. Vlad Chatos, Tmuras Chatos, Mesu Baileo, Skapu Baileo, and Ovra Shnos. Okay, anyway. And Mosa Hochas Yama Melech is money you put away for Chatos. Then let's say you lost the money, you took another carbon, you were in a Skapu. Now that money basically is equivalent to a Chatas HaMeisis. We're going to do it. So it goes Liyama Melech. Whatever it is, says over there, Lo Nenin V'loy Moyalin. That means, the way Rashi learns, Lo Nenin, there's an Yisid Rabbonin to be Nene, but there's no Me'ila even Mid Rabbonin. So now we're in trouble, because now we have a Mishnah, that a Chatas HaMeisis, there's no Me'ila even Mid Rabbonin.
What's the difference between this Hanazah Mid Rabbonin and this Me'ila is when you have to
pay? Pay the Karen, yeah. And for the Gemara comes now. Achatz HaMeisis is the biggest shlav of bottle minay. As we keep on, but this is bottle. This is the biggest bottle because this animal, even when it was mechayim, was earmarked for death. So people have nothing to do with it. Amre Achatz HaMeisis bechayeyin bedilin minhon. Lafuke hecha de mechayim de lo bedilin minay. Chatas HaMeisis, since it's not kaimel akrova, it's only for Misa, even Mechayim people will have nothing to do with it. Okay. And these are zachen that are hard for us. You know, it's a chazal, a mogishat, what's bottle, what's not bottle, but that's the end of the day we come out. Basically, every case, chazal were afraid, except Chatas HaMeisis. Chatas HaMeisis is an extreme case. People know what's going on over there, and they won't have anything to do with it. It was, an animal that's already earmarked for death, nobody's going to go fool around with it, finished. There was no need to make Mila Medabona. Basically, that's the only case that exists at the end of the day. Okay. Good. Yes, I cannot do what we're talking about, but something somebody asked yesterday, I think you asked, with Sofen, by Shechita, the animal has to be with Sofen, not the person. By Kabbalah, the person has to be with Sofen. I would assume Zrika would be the same as Kabbalah. So that would answer your problem of yesterday. Okay. Backstep now to the Machloikis, Rabba and Reb Yosef, which was what? According to Reb Shimon, that basically you always say, Olu lo yardu, is Shochtim Bedar an exception to the rule. Rabba came along and said that Shochten bedorim, the way we explained yesterday, it's a shinui mokim in the shechita. A shinui mokim in the beginning of the process, that's very bad. There, even Reb Shimon will say, im also teiret. And the Beis says, anechta getog. Reb Shimon always says, im olu lo yordu. He's going to knock him out of the box now. Eser Reb Yosef l'rabbo. That's a shtickle complicated question, but interesting loshin. Taisa says later, the Shita, that loshin me'ilo mshuna. The loshin agimor is not standard here. It's a funny expression. Yeah. This is one of them. Chodem igav chodo, v'chodem igav chodo. It's one from one, meaning he doesn't have a kasha straight from a Mishnah. What he has is Mishnah Aleph. From Mishnah Aleph, he deduces something about Mishnah Beis. From Mishnah Beis, he deduces something about Mishnah Gimel. Chodo mechodo, v'chodo mechodo. That's what the Gemara means. After the chain of three Mishnayos, we're going to have a kasha on Rab. Okay, just have a little patience, we'll get there. Okay, since everybody just learned Zvochim, you're ahead of me. But with the Chodah, the first Chodah is Daf Samach Vov, the beginning of Chata So'if. We have a Mishnah there, if you remember. All the Shinuyim, let's get the basics here. Chatas, by Oif, it's the opposite of by Behemoth. The Chatas should be done downstairs, and the Oilah on top of the Mizbeach. One Chilik. Two Chilik. Chatas, you make Shchita of one Simen, Li Avdil. And an oily, you make a regular shechita. Oh, see, I'm sorry, Malik. Right. But chat is one simon, and oil is both simonim. The other chilek is in the dam, that in a chatas you make hazoas adam. You take the bird and you spritz like this, and then you make mitzui. You shmush it against the wall on his back. An oil just has mitzui. There are three differences. There are Mishnah in Zvochim here, in the beginning of chatas, that basically goes all the combinations. You took all the combinations that could be, what's possible, what's kosher. And then the Mishnah wraps up on that. The chulam, all these cases, ein metamin bebeis sabliya. And what does that mean? Oil as of safoni din. We should have had it somewhere in the beginning of Zvochim also. Oh yeah, chulam all over the place. But there's a new tumor in a nivlas oif tohor. A regular nevela cow dies, this is the agamet maso. Nivlas oif tohor, a kosher bird that died without shchita, is a psanut tum, it's called beis abliya. When it's in the beis abliya, it's metame the person who begodov. Psanut tum, only by nivlas oif tohor. So now, kochim gets complicated because, as you well pointed out, we don't shechta, we make malik. Now, if you make malik on a regular bird, that's an nevela, it's a gomish, I mean, you just killed it. Kochim's a different story. Dom Malika is the Shechit. Now, what we want to know here is these cases where you messed up, so to speak. Chatas upstairs, you messed up, it's possible. So now, do I look at it that Malika, since you messed it up, is nothing? So it's like you were more like a regular bird. Mela, that bird is now an Avela. It'll be Metame Beis Abliya. Oh no, you made a Malika, it's possible in Kochim, but the Malika was okay, so there'll be no Tumas Beis Abliya. The Mishnah says there, Kulon, all these cases, ain metamin bebeis abliya, mean they're not called nevela. They're called shimpsulim, but they're not nevela. Umoyalin bohem, and there's me'ila. That's what we want. Now, of all these cases, the one that's pertinent for us is if you made, you did the oila sa'oiv downstairs, so you did malika in the wrong place. That's equivalent to shochtan bedorim. That's the key to the Gemara. It's shinui in Malika, shinui mokum in Malika, which should be equivalent to shinui mokum in Shechit. Okay? So now, it says on that, that's how we start. V'kulon ein metamin begodim beis abliya. That's mission number one. Unmoyal in bohem. Chutz, that's the mission. V'chatos ha'oif she'osa lamata k'maisa chatos ha'oif l'shem chatos. Now, of course, there is me'ilo, because there you're talking about a kosher achatos. Chatas of shosalamata, like you're supposed to, kemaisa chatas with the right hazoya, l'shem chatas. So that's a perfectly kosher korban. And there's the Gemara lists all the bad ones plus the one case where you did it right. So the one case you did it right, of course, there'll be no meila because as soon as you make, that's like any kochi kochi. When you make hazoya sadam, so the chelak hakohenim goes out from meila. But all the other cases, there will be meila. Now one of those cases is a shini and mekrei mamalik. Now, uktani iluya, that's chada. Now, the next Mishnah, following on that, is samaches amud beis. There it says, over there, the rule, zaklal, kol shepsula bakoidesh, ena metami bebeis abliya. Lohoya psula bakoidesh, metami bebeis abliya. So, tuma bebeis abliya depends on psula bakoidesh. What does psula bakoidesh mean? Kamushit isn't that, but simply speaking, psula bakoidesh means a psul that happens in the Azor. That's how Rashi learns. A Chumash also. This thing happens later. Something that happens earlier, before things get started, like Trefa, Reveya Venirba. That happens outside, with the process of Kochim. That's called Ein Psula Bakoidesh. So what does Tumas Beis Abliya depend on? Psula Bakoidesh, which makes sense. It's, if you messed it up outside, obviously the Malik is nothing, so there'll be Tumas Beis Abliya. But if it's Psula Bakoidesh, then already it was Kochim. You messed up your Kochim, but your Malik is still a Malik. Good. So now, we now know that Schor Migav Chodah, we now know that this mission that says Psula Bakoidish ain't a metami begodim, abeis abliya, right? V'choshoi Psula Bakoidish metami begodim. So ain't a metami begodim, abeis abliya goes together with what? Psula Bakoidish. Now that's following the mission we just learned. What is one of those cases? Shini Mokim in Malika. So I now know that Shini Mokim in Malika is called Psula Bakoidish. Okay, we're cooking with gas. Next Mishnah. Pei Dalet state that Psula Bakoidesh is in all the lo yard. Zog de Gemara. B from A, C from B. I now know that Shini Mokim in the Malika is in Olu Lo Yardu. Shini Mokim in the Malika should be the same as Shini Mokim in the Shechita. So now I know that Shini Mokim in the Shechita is in Olu Lo Yardu. That's the Rabbi Yisim. Kegin Rabu. Kol Shehoi Yipsula Bakim W. That's Chodem Gav Chodem. Now we go from B to C. Uktoni and Pedale Kol Shehoi Yipsula Bakedesh im Olu Lo Yardu. To Yufta, the Rabbi, to Yufta. Okay, it's arithmetic. The only non-arithmetical thing here is that the Gemara goes that Shini Mokim HaMalika is equal to Shini Mokim and the Shechit. That's the Svara of the Gemara. The rest is plain arithmetic. So we now have a Mishnah that Bekitza Shochta Bedorim is in Olal Yardu. Rabba has just been knocked out of the box. Finished. Tiyufta. Finished. We have one more wrap-up to this and we'll just be summarize a bit. Oh. Comes out of Gemara with a funny Zach. Here's what they all say, Loshin Me'ila Meshuna. You'll see the way the Gemara puts it. Hold the pligi bo Rabbi Reb Yosef. It's not funny. We just knocked the Rabbi out of the box, and we're now going back to the Machlokes, where it doesn't usually do that. But okay, this Machlokes Rabbi Reb Yosef basically Nachamal Shochta Bedorim. It's also Teir. It's also Latayred. Pshita Leila Rebbe Lozer. Rebbe Lozer knew the answer. He knew it was either this or wasn't that. He was not confused by the Machlokes Amayroim. I don't know what he held, but we'll prove to you that he wasn't, that he was clear in that. It was either this way or that. How do you know that? Because he clears an interesting shaila in the end of Zevachim. The Omer Rebbe Lozer, Oilas Bomas Yochid. We're talking now Bizman Heter Abomas. Neve given. So right, you can build yourself a bom in your backyard. As Taisa says it, a little Arutz Lassus Boma Beroish Gago. I say it. You want to make on your sun deck a boma? Gekizuntait Machta Boma. So he made a korban to bring on his boma. Look at the last line of Rashi. Im higdish behema lahakriva oila b'bomas yochid b'shas heter abomas. Okay? V'nimlach, he changed his mind, v'chnisa lefnim lo azora lahakriva b'bomas beyach. He's going to build it on his porch. I don't know, something got him a joke, and he goes to Yerushalayim and he brings the behema into the azora. Shtei dun, Reb Lozer, interesting din. Kol tuha mechitzis means the mechitzis grabs it. Meaning, it gets now a din of regular kochim. Now, there's many, many differences between bomas yochid and the big boma. It's the last mission in in Zvochim. Boma doesn't need tzofen. Number words, no din tzofen. There's no din koyin. There's no din big dekuna. That's it settled on Nafkiminis. Where's the mission? Mabay Bozal Matsima, Smicha, Shitas Tsofen, Matan Soviv, Tnufa, Hagosha, Kiyun, Big Deshores, Klishores, Mechitzel Adam, all these dinam don't apply in a bomber. So now, this I was going to shecht on my roof. Let's say it's an oiler. I bring it into the Azara, called Tua Mechitzis. It now gets the halachas of a regular carbon. Meaning, what? It's an oiler. You got shechted bitzofen. You need a koyin. You need a big day kuna. Okay, called Tua Mechitzis. What? Yeah. I'm sorry. Right. I'm surprised at the bum. Where the bum gedoyle is. No, you've given Shila. Right. Gilgal. Right. I'm sorry. Correct. Oh, that's a din. Fine. Comes a blazer, it should see Reb Zeira really. That was a blazer's din. On that din, cleared. Well, Argyus has to be Reb Lezer. Okay. There's Zeira. Okay. Boy, Reb Lezer, right? The words are funny. Olu Mausha Yardu. Or if you know your dictator, it should be also Mausha Teire. That's why the sheet, we're talking about one animal. This is Behemoth. That's why the sheet changed it. That's why the sheet new dictator also. Okay. Anyway, he wants to know this, funny Shaila, this Oilas Bomas Yochit that you brought into the Teich HaKloim of Noivi Given, so now it gets a din of Dorei. I'm sorry, it's often, it's an oiler. You shechted it b'Dorei. Is it also Teireid? Also low Teireid. Now, that is basically Machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. But he asked it in a very left-handed way. It's all afraid. Shocked the b'Dorei. Zog to Gemara, obviously, he knew the answer to that question. Either he held this way or he held that way, because he's only clearing his shayla in this funny case. That's what Gemara says. From the fact that he cleared this shayla, second level shayla, so to speak, what's the din of shochtem bedorim in a quasi dorim? Meaning, it doesn't have a full din soften. It got its din soften because you brought it in. Michlal de idoch. If his suffix was, is Rabbi right or Rabbi Yosef? I all afraid. Is Rabbi right or Rabbi Yosef? What's the din? Shochlim bedor. He didn't say that. She made up a complicated child in a funny case. Obviously, he knew the answer there.
Why does Gemara say that he could not be Rabbi Yosef? You have to know that it was a
No, but hold the same as both thought. Hold. What? Yeah, okay, we'll see in one second. But just the Gemara is going very straight. If somebody's clearing a funny shayla like that, he must have known the answer there. Was he wasting my time? Let him answer the basic question. Obviously, he had an answer to the basic question. And now he wants to know, given whatever it is over there, what's here in this funny case? So he wants, not true. It could be he's a supik either way, basically, because there's a swara this way and there's a swara that way, you'll see. We would usually say it means he's in Tim Saloim, is the way you'd usually say this. Meaning, he's going either way. If you say this way, I could say this way. And if you say this way, I could say this way. Could well be he's Masupik in the basic din, but he has two stardom. You'll see, Ben Shadda Gemara does it. Could be he hell. He's going like this. If Rabba's right, that Teireid, that's what you wanted to say, Mr. Stoma. Teireid is in a regular din soften. But here it's a quasi din soften. Doesn't have an inherent din soften. It's a gevorin a din soften. You know what I mean? He moved into town. Basically, he doesn't have a din soften because it was shechted to be an Eilas Bamas Yoch. It got a weaker din soften. Maybe there, Rabba would agree him also like Teireid. You know why? Mechitza kitikuna posla. It has a proper mechitza, meaning it's azor, it's mechitza that fathers that didn't soften is a real one. There, it's a kicker, it's a heavy psul. There, it's also teire. Shaloi tikukuna le posla. This is not a, it's not a basic didn't soften. It's a tugikuman that didn't soften. Oh, Dilma, no punk fakedzok. The Gemara is for Dilma. I feel Rabbi Yosef. Maybe even if Rabbi Yosef's right, meaning I'm also low teire. That's only when you have real mechitzas. The Gemara puts it the other way. When you have real mechitzas, a real thing, then the mizbeach has the koyach to be koylated. Meaning, once it gets on there, the mizbeach doesn't give it back. But where you don't really belong here altogether, you should have been shechted on your sundek. Scharing you schlep the mizbeach though. Maybe there is no koyach in the mizbeach to make that klita. The Rama im also lo teir mechitzah kitikuna kolta. So the mizbeach gets koyach. Shalok kitikuna lo kolta teiku. The Kitzigma says no raya. I don't know what the Blazer holds exactly in the original thing. He could be very simply. He could be not. We don't know. Could be he knew when he's clearing. Could be he's just saying no matter how you go there, I'm still masupik. It could be you hold like Rabba im also teire, but in other words, Bomas Yochid, it won't be Teire, because it's not such a strong din tzofen. It's not Mechitzkun. Or maybe it's the other way. Maybe Rabbi Yosef's right. I'm also low Teire, but that's only where you have a full Mechitza, so the Mesbeach can be Koyle. It has the strength to grab it and not spit it back. Mashenkin in the Psanafoni case like that, you don't really belong here altogether. I don't know what you're doing here altogether. You went out the Mesbeach, the maid doesn't grab you. Okay. Does it end at that sugya? Just to be summarizing, just to be misakim a little, we're coming out now. Rab is off the map. Rabbi Yosef takes over, which means what? Which means the Chur two things: that shochten bedarim is imola lo yard, and therefore it is mila daraisa. We're going back to that, right? Just mila daraisa, because the Gemara kipshuto. Till we get to the Rambam, the Gemara Kipshuto makes those things totally zebozeh. If you hold Olalo Yarda, the Mishnah meant Mila Doraisa, which was the Pashtus of the Gemara, how we started, it's different than Kochim Shemesu. There's more command of Kochim, there'll be Mila Doraisa. Rabba, of course, had to learn the other way, that's a Rabbonon. So now, if I'll ask you, in point of fact, Shochon Bedom, Vilvisen. Who is the local Orthodox rabbi? Shochtam bedarim, zogmir. Ola lo yard, it's ola yard. What's Zogtman? Pashtam zogim ola lo yard. That's a mistake. Because this Gemara, just remember, the Gemara said that's all in the world of Reb Shimon. In Reb Yehuda, the Gemara said there's nothing to talk about. Also Teiret. That means, according to Reb Yehuda, it's also Teiret. And that also means it's Me'ilo the Rabbono. This Mishnah now switches Pshatim. This Mishnah means Mila de Rabbonon, and you have to split the Mishnah with a scissor, because Shochtam Bedorim is Drabonon. Shochtam Balayla is Medrabonon. But Shalob and Kremi Shalob Chutz Zman Chutz Abkom is Mila de Reis, because that's everybody else in Mola Yardu. The Mishnah split. If you take a look in the sheet on Beis Amud Beis A, Umasnisin Litzodin Ketoni, Da Chutz Zman Chutz Abkom is Mola Menatayr. You're going to have to split the Mishnah. So now I'm back to my local Orthodox rabbi, and I want... Was? We don't know. I'm saying if you hold... I don't know. I'm saying if it is. I'm just saying. If it's... It could be. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to make a Litzdodim. That's all. Rabbi has to learn Litzdodim also. I'm just saying it's not the end of the world. Rabbi learns the Mishnah that way also. So now, if I want to know, Shochtim Ben Dorim, Imolu Lo Yardu, Siyar Lo Yardu, what's the answer to that question? And I've listened. Do we passing like Rabbi Yehuda? Do we passing like Reb Shimon? No. Yidden was learning Shas, no. As Rabbi Yehuda, Reb Shimon, is halachic Rabbi Yehuda. So that's it. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda, which therefore should mean two things. It should mean that Shochten Bedorim is Olu Yardu. It should also mean that Shochten Bedorim is Mila de Rabbana. That's what should come out from this sugi. Okay, you want food for thought? The Rambam throws us two curveballs here. The Rambam paskins like a Yehuda, and yet says Shochten Bedorim is im olu lo yardu.
What case is the Rabbi Yehuda talk about again?
Shochten balaylo, nishbach adam, and yotzo adam. But the Gemara says Shochtem Dorm is the same thing. That's our Gemara. The Ram Kipshuto against this Gemara. Then he throws, after the curve, he throws us a knuckleball. Because once he paskined Shochtu Lo Yardu, he should have said, it's Mila Daraisa. He happens to say it's Mila Darabona. He has a different look at the whole world. But okay. And not in the curriculum of this course. Let's go on.
Clarify, yeah. Doesn't mean that the
carbon
is kosher.
No,
in a sense.
No.
It's not
kosher. It's not kosher.
That's all it means.
It becomes lach moshel mizbeach, they call it. It belongs to the mizbeach and it doesn't go off. No, the carbon is a chapos.
But the Mefarsh did use the lashon chasket says kedusha, right? That's why there's meila.
You know, that's something else, yeah. It doesn't become ois kochi Hashem. That's what we discussed before, yeah. But that's the whole point in his perek. That you can have kochi Hashem with meila and kochi psulim. That is the point of his perek. Those two things, I wouldn't say have nothing to do with each other, but they're not in tandem, for sure not. Okay. I'll come to invite a very hard sugya. We are going here lehedya, not like Rashi. We're going to go with the pshat of Tosis. Rashi is notoriously shver. It's like Okay, let's go. Amrav Gidlom Arav. Zrikas pigul ein emotzi midei me'ilo bekotchi kotchim ve'en emevi leidei me'ilo bekotchim kala. Okay, we won't finish the sugi today. It stretches till the next block, but let's just get into it. Rav Gidl comes along and says like this. We spoke already. Let's just go this over. It's going to be a Mishnah Davov on the base. Zrika legabe me'ila accomplishes two things. Let's get this straight. In kochi kochim, me'ila starts as soon as you magdish the korban. It's kochi Hashem. Zrika is moitzi midei me'ila, because once you make the zrika, then the chelak ha-bailim, or the chelak ha-koyanim, whatever, becomes shas etel koyanim. That becomes ois kotche Hashem, so to speak, because now it's the food of the koyan. So it takes it out of me'ila. So okay, kotche kotchim has me'ila from the beginning till the zrika. At zrika, the me'ila comes off of the chelak ha-koyanim. What does that, the zrika? That's called zrika is moitzi midei me'ila.
Except for the emburim, right? The emburim
remains. I said, only the chelak kohen. The food, the kohen's lunch. The rest is kotch Hashem. So the same kotch Hashem was before. Kotchim kalim is fakert. Kotchim kalim is not called kotch Hashem. Goof, because it's mixed up together with the chelak abaylim. But with the zrika, the emurim, the part that goes on the mizbeah, becomes huvrar. Look in the first place to see it. Was huvrar chelak govoya. We now have a clear chelak gavoa, separate from the bailim, that now gets me'ila. So Zerika accomplishes two things. It's moitzi kotchi kotchim, the chelak akoinim, from me'ila. It's mevi in kotchim kalim, the chelak amizbeach, to me'ila. Like this, I ask you a question like this. You have pigul now. I was mefakal with the shechita. I shechted it with a cheshm, with a machshova, to eat tomorrow. It's pigul. That's it. That korban is gone. But we said, to finish up the pigul, to get the chiyuv korban, whatever it is, it has to have hatzor. Korvu matirov. I mean, you got to go through the whole steps. You got to finish up. So I finished up and I made the zrik. Okay. Now again, that zrik is not nothing. As the Gemara said before, that zrik is making, it's maratzel pigulim. It's not nothing. Does that zrika accomplish what zrika accomplishes lehabi ilkas mila? It's a zrika, snishkin zrika. It's obviously not a good zrika. On that hint, it's a zrika. You can't say it's nothing. It's doing something here. So that's what the begidl comes to say. So again, you have a pigle. Two things he's saying. It will not accomplish it. It will not take out the chelak akoyanim, take off me'ila of kochi kochi. It will not bring me'ila to kochim kalim. Says yada shlomim. You had a shlomim, you shechted it with a machsheves chutz lezmano, then you went through the process properly, you finished the zrika. That zrika, which now makes you chayiv koris, it certainly accomplishes something, it will not accomplish to put me'ila down on the emurim of that shlomim. That's what Reb Gidl said.
So couldn't Reb put it down?
Bring it. It won't bring me'ila on to the chelik of the emur. Basically, lagabe meal, it's ineffectual. That's what he says. But it's two steps. And we'll take it step by step. Yeah.
According to Rabbi Gidl, our Mishnah, it's not
speaking Hold. Right? It's a serious question. Hold. Okay, we'll come back to it. It's a serious question. Who the Mishnah says what he says. Okay. No good answer to that. We got muchit for days on that. But we'll come back. Let's get into the Gemara first. Amrav Gidl Amarav. Zrikas pigul. Eino moitzi midemil kochi kochim. It doesn't affect what is normal zrika effects in kotchi kotchi, meaning to take off the mila from part of it. Okay. Okay, on the face is not such a bad thing, you know. It's a shvacha zrika, she can go to zrika. It can't do what it has to do. Okay, let's see what the Gemara does with it now. Yosef Abaye, become a little shmeitzer. Abaye said over this shmeitzer of Rav Gidl Amarav. And he was sitting in front of Rav Popa, apparently. I think. Rav Papa didn't like it. In fact, my shaila for a mishnah in Zvochim. Eisvei. Rav Papa Labaye. Okay, now a korban toidi, you know, has lechomim, has 40 lechomim that come with it. They are niskachum with the shchita sakorm. They get a kedush saguf, no more pidyon, they become posel b'yoytzei bolino with the shchita. So the mishnah says over there, like this. Hashoichet es ha-toido lifnim V'lachma chutz l'choim. When you shechted your toido, the lechem was outside. Either outside the chomes atzor, or outside chomes besh pagi, whatever it is over there. It's distance from where it should be. Loi kiddush es alech. Says al toidas shlomov al besomuch. That's for shlokish. You don't need besom. Whatever. You have to have some shaitis. You can't have lechem in monsi and shech the toidah Yerushalayim. You can't do it. I mean, you can do it. Your toidah is good. You bring the toidah, but your yelachomim are no good. So you have to bring another toidah because you didn't fulfill what you're supposed to do. Okay. That has nothing to do with us, really. Shochto ad sheloi kormu poneho betanur. You shechted the toida, the bread wasn't baked yet. It was still dough, basically. Vafilu kormu kulon chutz miachas. Even if one of the 40 is not yet ready, loi kidash halechem. I'm sorry, your kormu browned. That's the first level in baking. It's basically equivalent to Michael Ben Jussoy in foods. It's the first level of any shaykhs to being ready. Browned over the top. Crusted, browned, I don't know exactly, but... Okay, so now, that's no good because you have to have lechem. That's not called lechem. That's called dough, isu. So it's l'kodesh alech. Okay, that has nothing to do with us. Matter of fact, if you look in Zvochim over there, that is a Mishnah on top of Ayin Ches. The Mabwikim coming to Choshem says, what we want is a Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Ches, Amud Beis. The Achreinim are busy. Why did Gemara Bechal brought the beginning of the Mishnah? The Imam says, not to do it, that's what we just said. The next one is our problem. Shochtu Chutz L'Zman. So the simplest pshat, some want to say very simple, because if they would have started to quote Shochtu Chutz L'Zman, which is how the Mishnah starts, we wouldn't know what it's talking about. I wouldn't know it's talking about a toidu altogether. So there's a Emil Yankovin from the Swarish pshat sefer, that's what he claims. Okay, but whatever. Others claim it was just misprinted in Zvachim. It's really one long mission, just the Gemara, they split it, whatever. Okay. What we need is the next thing. Obviously, this is what we're after. Because it came Reb Gittel, based on what did Reb Gittel say? Reb Gittel said that Azrikas Pigel, again, what do I mean by Azrikas Pigel? I mean that the carbon ones, let's say, became Pigel by the Shrita, and now you're making the Zrika, which is Meratzel Pigul. Came Reb Gittel and said it's ineffectual, like Abi other functions. That's basically what he said. Right? Zrika has functions like Abi Mila. Azrika's Pigul is ineffectual for that. What will be here? You can have a very similar question here. I have a toida and I have lechem, right? Everything's good. I shechted the toida with a machsheves chutz l'zman. Okay, now I go through the motions and I make the zrika on that toida. Is that zrika mekadesh the lechem? It's a very similar question. Shochtu chutz l'zman should be oy chutz l'mekaymo kiddush alechem. Kiddush alechem. Okay. Now, here we have to be careful altogether. What does it mean? Okay, one second. Alma pigul maisilo lidei me'ilo. You see that Azrikas pigul will bring. Wait, Kochim Kalim. We're going on the second part of Rav Gittel. Let's get it down to that. He said that in Kochim Kalim, the Zrika will not bring me'ilo, right? Zokte, you see it does. It's Kiddush Alech. Okay, he have to be very careful because the simple reading of the Gemara would say, you see from there, it brings me'ilo. Who's talking about me'ilo over there? The simple reading would say that Kiddush Alech means, what do you mean it's Kaddish? What's the Kaddish for? It's going to the garbage, Lamaisa. The Korm's Pigel. It's going straight to the ovens to be burned. What do you mean Kiddush Alech? Simple reading, you would say, Kiddush Alech means, you're mo'il in it now. So the Gemara, so you see that Azrikas Pigel can bring me'ilo to Kochim Kalim. Now, that's what Rashi says, but that's a pella. Tosfos says it's impossible, because there's no me'il in Kochim Kalim in the part that's eaten. Even in good Kochim Kalim. There's no me'il on Lach Me'toida. That can't be what's going on over here.
Even Kochim Kalim is
still better. Yeah, of course, they're no better than it. The toid itself ain't mila bel el be murim. This is a chelak abaylim. This can't have chelak abaylim can never have it. It doesn't make sense. So Tosfos wants to throw out a thought, which is echad a pella. He says, you know what? Maybe it's talking about from those 40 lechomim, 4 of them go to the koyim. 36 are eaten by the baylim, 4 is trumah lekoyim. So up there, it means that. and there'll be meal in that. Which Tosis turns around and says, forget about it. Me'olam lo shamayinu azazach. It doesn't say anywhere in the world. The chelak hakoyim to do meila. Tosis Vochim says, oh, portion. What's the difference? It's eaten by people. That makes sense. Even kochim, the chelak hakoyim doesn't have it. And he says, also, that would mean that Chos of a Shaykh would have Me'ila. We know it doesn't. That's impossible. So what's going on over here? What's going on over here is as follows, learns Tosis. Kiddush Alechem means, and do Me'ila, it means it becomes Kodesh Lagabi Yitzdinim, as Tosis will say later. That's an Ifsal B'yoyim, L'posel B'tful Yoyim, V'chusik Kippurim, Lina. Those kind of things. The Gemara is making a comparison here. Near the medame hodoma kiddush alechem rotzalom liposel leviim lidei meilo. The Gemara is comparing the effectiveness of the zrika to make kiddush alechem for those dinim to the effectiveness to make meilo. That's what the Gemara is saying. In other words, Rav Gittel basically came and said that a zrika's pigul accomplishes one thing. That's like we understood. It's going to change later, but that's like we understood. It accomplishes one thing. It's meratzel pigulin. But the other things that Zrika has to do, it can't do. Zogdi Gemara, then it shouldn't make Kiddush Alechem either. It's also a byproduct of Zrika. Zrika makes Meratzel Lepigulim. It also makes Kiddush Alechem. It also makes Milan Kochim Kalim. If it can make that side thing, what they call that thing of Kiddush Alechem, it should also make. You see, it does make its other things, even though it's Zrika's Pigul. It's Alom de Shekash in the Gemara. Almo.
What exactly is Kiddush Alechem?
Gets Kiddush Alechem.
So that person's chayv korban if he eats it. Tumas Alechem is chayv koras.
No, that would be anyway. But
that would be anyway.
It's nifsel belina. It gets those dinim. Chosek Kippurim tful yoyim. It gets that level of Kiddush Alechem. Where's Tosis? Nifsel betful yoyim and chosek Kippurim belina. Meaning,
it's possible anyway. So what does it mean? It's possible later.
No, yeah, there's a different level of psul over there. This will still need ibutzuru. Once it's lean, you burn it right away. There'll be differences. There are differences in the chaymer the psul, and also gabitum full yom. Before that, won't become tomei. Now it will become tomei. It's a different dag of kedusha. Pidyon. There'll be no more pidyon. What's the simplest way? No more pidyon. Yeah. Okay, so the Gemara, that's the Gemara. Alma pigel maisle de mila. Not because it says there it's maisle de mila, but because it works for that. I need a good English word here for that auxiliary function of Zerika. So it works for this auxiliary function of Zerika. Ishtik, didn't have an answer. It was at a loss of words. Ki also le kamid reba abo omale bizrika. Interesting answer. Bizrika. What does that mean? It means like this, that over there, what do we want to work? It's not the Zrika that's working, it's the Shechita. What is Mekadosh Delecha? Shechita Sakor, right? It's really a two-step comparison there. The Gemara is comparing the effectiveness to make Kiddush Alechem with the din of Motzi B'dei Pigel. It's also comparing Shechitas Pigel with Zrikas Pigel. Those of the Gemara is not true. Over there it works, you know why? Because it's the Shechita that has to do the trick. Be'ez the Shechita, is it a full of Pigel yet? It doesn't become, we'll clarify that in a second, it doesn't become full Pigel till the Zrika. Here I'm donning the zrika of the pigle. With the zrika, that's already the big time pigle. That can't be effectual. That's what Rav Gittel said. Now, what is that the Gemara talking about? What do I mean by that? We said yesterday you were very, very good. Yeshech the kor when a machshev is chutz l'zmanav. Correct, correct. It's possible. Possible it is for sure. Koris it won't be until you make the zrika. Atchiratz. Here we come there. What happens till then? Do you get malchus or that? Is it really pigle? I mean, it's possible. It's possible. Because it's quite. You get malchus over malchus for lo yoyartzer. So we said that's a sofik in Mishlam. I'm supposed to be sofik in Mishlam Melech. But what is the really? What is the sofik? What's the shaila? The shaila is very simple. Is the pshat that pigul is pigul b'shchita. I had a mashiach shel tzman. It's pigul. What's a din that you're not chayiv kores until you make a chikor v'kol matira? Hatzos koshik. Hatzos pokazul. That din kores. What's it full of pigul? There's no less pigul now. There's no chayiv kores. Well, no, the pshat is asetake is not, doesn't become pigul until the zrika. That's the mishmael shayla. You get malchus. Is it pigul or not? Zok the prime meizer. Does it a shayla in this gemara? The mishmael melech sofik. He says is this gemara. The machin understood that pigul vert pigul with the shchita. You're not chayiv kores till later, but the pigul is pigul. Mela, if Rav Gittel said that Zrikas Pigul is ineffectual for auxiliary projects, Shchitas Pigul should be the same thing. If Zrikas Pigul can't be Moitzi Midei Mela, Shchitas Pigul shouldn't make Kiddush Halechem. It's not Pigul yet. You're right. If all given Shchitas Pigul, it couldn't make Kiddush Halechem. It's not Shchitas Pigul. It's Shchitas Posel. It doesn't become Pigul until later. And then it says, Tosis says it clearly, from the bottom Tosis in the middle. V'yesh loymar, dafka l'chay v'kores, he's explaining the makshin, eino nikva ad la'achazriko. Kores doesn't come till then. I'm four lines from the bottom. The last Tosis. Avol shem pigul chal mishas shchita. Kimo l'inin l'hovi le'me'ilo. That's what the makshin held. And the Tatsin told them. Good. So now the whole sugya now will run on that, based on this question: is the makshin right that it's pigul at the beginning, just chorus waits? In which case we have a kasha on Rav Gittel, because we have a mishnah that shchitas pigul is kiddush alechem. So if it's pigul, there you see that pigul the things work. Then Rav Gittel's wrong. Well, no, shchitas pigul is not shchitas pigul. It doesn't become pigul till later. Okay, let's continue. Rashi Lerovo, which is also a big pella if you're into this stuff, because the Gemara Kiddushin says, "Miyemshe noilad Rovo." I'm sorry, "Miyemshe meis Rovo noilad Ravashi." So how is Ravashi talking to Rovo? You're into history. Look in the back. Everybody has this. Some at the Klum Klay should say Rababa. That's the easy way out. But kol mine pshotim. The Rambam in the beginning of the Rambam happens to say that Ravashi learned by Rovo. So by Rovo. It's time you got to do something with that Gemara. You have to eat out of different gears, you had a different shot in that Gemara. You look in the back, the Magiyim are busy. Okay, anyway. V'omar Ula, Ula said, an interesting memory in Zvochim. Koimetz pigul, shehelo legabi mizbeach, poka pigulo mimenu. It's an interesting din Ula said over there. You have a koimetz of pigul, I mean, you made kmitza, what do you call it? Kmitza, machshev eschutz hazman. Now you take that koimetz pigul, and you put it on the Mizbeach. Poka pigulo. What's made poka pigulo? It becomes ois pigul, the Gemara says over there. Legabe what? That if it falls off the Mizbeach, you can put it back. Or, legabe, if part of the koimetz never went up, it's on the floor of the Mizbeach, you can now put it up. It becomes ois pigul. The Gemara says, very shiksvori there, because haktorah by the mincha is like zrika by a carbon, right? So in Mincha, what finishes up the pigul? What's the korva matirov? The haktorah. He wants to say, you have a logical problem over here. I'm taking the koimetz, which is pigul already, quote unquote, and I'm putting it down, and that's good, that's called a good haktorah, to be called korva matirov. I mean, mineibe, how could that be? I mean, if it's pigul, so it's not a good haktorah. So how do you ever have korva matirov over here? So you're in a, what do you call it, one of those logical possibilities over here. You have to say that. If it's called a good haktorah to mess up the rest of the thing, it must be that it itself is not pigul anymore. Yeah, those things. Okay.
It has to go down.
Right. Right. Okay. But what does that do with us? So what does that have to do with us? It says Taisus, the kash is like this. If it says poka pigulom, then what is the Gemara saying? It's then pigul goes off, right? Before the haktorah, if it would be pigul. Once you mark it, it's not pigul. The din pigul goes off. If the din pigul goes off, apparently it had a din pigul. Again, that's what we're doing. Is it pigul or it waits for them to become pigul. If the Gemara says a loshen poka pigulo, zoktay mashma shehukva pigul mishas kmitzah midenoka poka. If it's not pigul, what are you saying? Poka pigulo. It's not yet pigul. Apparently, it is pigul, and the pigul goes off with the haktor. But that means it is pigul from the kmitzah. Ukmitza hainu shchita. Kmitza is in a mincha equivalent to shchita in a garden. So you see that shchita is pigul. If shchita is pigul, then we're back to a kasha and Rav Gittel, because I showed you a Mishnah that shchita's pigul is mekadesh delech.
Tomorrow.
Boy,
tomorrow I'll start 5 minutes early.